வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of April, 1974, in Hyderabad, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajeevam.
All life members are not coming.
Many life members came to Rampart.
Krishna is everything. It's a little difficult for everyone. Eh? They want husbands. Everything is all right. So, has anybody offered some lump sum for the construction?
Not as we at Prabhupada. Actually, we are all waiting for Mr. Pitti to make his pledge.
I did not see Hari Prasad.
He was there.
He was there?
Oh yes, his whole family was there. Mr. Pula Reddy was there.
Yes, Pula Reddy, I said. He's so much convinced he's our philosophy. In Bombay. He's going to take sannyas.
Oh, yes. In Hare Krishna land?
Yes. Although he's officially Shaivite. But he says, I am so much convinced with your speech. I do not remember the name.
He lives in that same building?
Yes. Downstairs.
He comes to every one of your lectures.
I just tell him that we don't need the
car.
I will tell him that we do not need the car.
Yes. Between Nitya Mukta and Nitya Baddha.
Nitya Mukta devotees, but they are always engaged in the service of the Lord. And every thought of theirs is engaged at the lotus feet of Krishna, serving Him completely. And when they appear on this earth, persons like yourself, they only come here for the purpose of reclaiming the fallen conditioned souls. They have no reason to come to this material world for their own enjoyment. That is never on their mind. But the Nityabandhas, they are here simply to try and manipulate this material nature so that they can engage their own senses in gratification, either themselves or their extended self like their family. So the difference between the two is one is serving Krishna, the other is simply serving the senses.
Is that all right?
Eternally liberated?
Eternally
conditioned.
Eternally, they never forget Krishna. There is no period throughout the existence. There is no question of existence. It is there all exists. Never touched by Maya, forgetfulness. That is Nityam.
You were talking that a person, he can come up to that position of Nityamukta by either following the principles of sadhana bhakti or causeless mercy, or you said there was also the question of kripa, the kripa city, that one can attain perfection.
And that is sadhana bhakti.
One gets mercy by sadhana bhakti.
Yes. In this stage of sadhana bhakti, sadhana bhakti is for the conditions of and siddha. Siddha means they are already mature. Siddha means nitya siddha.
If one does not worship Panchatattva, whatever actions he performs, even if he is so-called Krishna Bhakta, is to be considered offensive.
Yes.
This means other sampradayas also.
Other sampradayas.
For instance, Ramanuja Sampradaya or or also Madhva Sampradaya, they sometimes don't accept Panchatattva as being supreme. Mm-hmm. So is their actions also considered offensive, even if they are acting within Sampradaya?
Yes.
Ramanuja Sampradaya, do they have a chain of disciplic succession, bona fide chain to this present day?
Yes.
And the other Sampradayas also?
Yes. Chain must be there. Now they are strictly following the...
That is another.
Hare Krishna.
Pointed us to their program at Udupi, Madhva Sampradaya, when they are changing the acharyas every 2 years. They extended one invitation to come for their program, main temple program.
So I didn't accept.
There was no transportation available.
Transportation?
Should we go to such programs, Prabhupada?
If they invite, why not? That means they recognize. But one thing, you be certain whether this Tirupati temple is going to allow our man.
I will send somebody tomorrow to make preparations to Tirupati. Actually, Guru Kripa and Jasodanandan, they had darshan of
Balaji. Oh, that is. They are not immigrant.
Yes. And also, Manubandha had once come. Last time in the Hyderabad program was there.
Oh, then it is all.
They gave Guru Kripa and Yasodhanandan a special darshan. They took them into the circle where usually they only let special people.
Then it is all. Then it is all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama.
Very impressed because we will have Nagar Kirtan all over the place.
Yes.
And if they are impressed, they can, when our construction starts, they will be very willing to also give a very huge donation. They are
How
capable.
Many are going altogether?
About 15 devotees.
So we have to go by plane?
No, we will go by bus.
Oh. Bus is going every day?
Yes, there is two very special buses. It costs 42 rupees per ticket to go there.
Good. The strongest of all wood. Yes. Very strong.
What kind of wood is that?
It is guava tree.
Guava?
Yes. Oh, you know what is that? Lattu? We used to play. What is the English?
Spoon?
Like a small. And we used to eat
a roll. Top.
Top.
Like that. Top.
You what do you call it? Top.
That is made of this, Prabhupada. Yes. Oh.
Very strong.
Pops to gamble. This part of the
gambling area. Now here also they're advertising gambling. This is all deteriorating. The whole world is deteriorating. And suffering. Suffering is increasing. But still they are so rascal. They cannot understand you. What is the advancement? They have become so less intelligent.
Usually though it is the children, they gamble for cookies and candy and things like this.
Children, they learn it from their parents. Otherwise they do not know. By memory, by mercifulness, people are not so merciful now. Suppose in your presence somebody is being killed. We have hard to stand there. No more merciful. What to speak of the animals? If a man is killed, Nobody will take care. I've heard it in America. If somebody is killed or attacked, nobody will go to help. Is it not?
Yes.
So, the mercifulness is gone. And not to speak of religiosity, that is completely gone. This thing will reduce mercifulness, religiosity, memory, bodily strength. So many eight they are mentioned in the Bible. Earliest principle.
Your writing then is just a little bit of truthfulness, isn't it?
Yes. Water is full, one can take bath.
Sure.
Yes.
Old and New Testament and Quran, they are the Shastras of the Yovanas. They are not the same as the Vedic Shastra. They are not bona fide like that.
Yes.
Does this mean that they're not authentic, or how did they come here? These Bible and Quran, how did they get here? They were just inventions or what?
Convention means they're partially good for the time being. They are not eternally. Just like in the Bible, it is said, thou shalt not kill. But this is done. Does not come within the category of eternal religion. People are so corrupted, they were forbidden, no, don't do this. Thou shalt not covet. A little moral instruction. That also they could not follow. There is no religion. And little God consciousness, there is God, kingdom of God. Little idea for the person who could understand. Otherwise, do you think that if somebody says, thou shalt not kill, is there any religious principle? Any ordinary thing. Why is the question of God?
These things, they are also in Manu Samhiti?
Manu Samhita forbids completely. Manu Samhita is not religion. It is moral principle for conducting society. Religion is how to become devotee, Krishna. That is religion. That is nature. This is expectation. Some day in future one may become religious, that's all. Because by killing, they're going down. So if they stop killing, someday they will be able to understand what is religion. Sukriti. Because without being freed from all sinful activities, nobody can understand what is God. Therefore, about God, India, they can understand very easily. In other countries, they cannot. Very few. All is engaged in sinful activities. All forbidden sinful activities. Just like he said that gambling has been introduced in religion. Killing has been introduced in religion. What is that religion? The more they take to these sinful activities, the more they become implicated. Again, birth. Unless one is completely free, one cannot understand what is God. Visham antagatam papam. Do you know this verse?
When one becomes free of sinful activities, then he can begin devotional life.
Yes. Visamantakatam papam janaran punna karman te dandamaha nirmukta bhajante maangu. To stick to Krishna bhajan is not so easy that you will go on committing all sinful activities and you become Krishna devotee. There is no problem. You have to give up and you have to come. But this is the process. You will be free and you will understand. Guru Krishna Kripa. If one follows bona fide Guru's instruction and is engaged in devotional service, then it is possible. Then it is possible. Otherwise, if he does whimsically, then it will be failure. He must carry out the instruction of the Guru, bona fide Guru. Guru means bona fide Guru, not pseudo Guru. And what Guru will advise? To be engaged in Krishna's service. These two things will help him. Otherwise, it is not possible. Guru Krishna Kripa, by the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of Krishna. So, both of them should be served. That is the process. Not that, now I have become advanced devotee, I don't require to serve Guru. Neither, oh, I am serving my Guru, I don't care for Krishna. No. Parallel line. Not that one line I can walk. No. Parallel. Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lagna. Therefore, in our temple, along with deities, Guru is also worshipped. Guru Shri Dharamati, if one accepts Guru, Guru is Guru, Guru is Guru, as ordinary human being, and there is offense. Naraki with
that kind of worship is eternal.
Yes. Janme janme pita se. Chakkhudan dila jai janme janme pita.
Where is that sloka you were quoting last night from that ending, Gokhara?
Gokhara. Gokhara. That is in Bhagavad. Yashyata buddhi kunapeti dhati. Sadhik kalakta disubhavamayitya. You give in that sloka. So actually at the present moment, the whole world is full of Gokhara. That's all. Animals. Everyone thinks in terms, I am this body, that's all. He's not human. But every so-called civilized man is thinking like that. So, where is the civilization of human beings? Or Gokhara, animals. But if you keep all these ingredients, life will come. Is it not?
The soul in this.
Huh?
When the soul is entering, they are all complete?
No. See, if you keep, a man is dead and keep his body, so it will decompose, but the life will come, so many worms will come. If you say the chemicals, this material, then the chemicals are there and life is coming. Now you take this chemical and prepare. You cannot say, although these chemicals are there, there is some deficiency, therefore the life is not coming. Now, why do you say like that? Life is coming. That man is not coming. But the life is coming. So these are the ingredients for life, for you people. You bring that man. Still the rascal will say that life is made from matter. And not even gentlemen. What to speak of becoming scientists? Now you prepare. No, in future we shall see. And he's getting Nobel Prize. You see how the human society has become full of rascals, Gokhara. They cannot prove, still they will insist, yes? And so far God is concerned, we learn from Shastra that God's two energies are working, like heat and light. So energies are working, you can see how these mangoes have come. Unless there is some energy. And therefore the energy is working, and therefore God is there. Just like, as soon as light is there, although you are in the room, we can understand the sunlight is there. As soon as the darkness is there, we understand that there is no more sun. So, in the presence of energy, just like in the motor car, before starting, you round the key and it becomes blah, blah, blah. Now you can understand, the energy is there. So there are symptoms. By symptoms we can understand there is God. What is the difficult? And Krishna is explaining. Yeah, just see the symptom, the test in the water. Why do you say that you have not seen God? You are a liar. You create that test. Now take some sea water and make that test. Why do you take water from here and there? And sea water is there. Now you take it. And by chemical you create the test. Why don't you? Unless God is there, you cannot do that. Or God sanctions, you cannot do that. This is a reasonable understanding of God, apart from seeing God. And because the taste is there, Krishna says, therefore God is there. According to capacity, you have to see God like that. You cannot see immediately Krishna, Dibuj Murali, playing on floor. That, you have no capacity. You have to see God like that. So when the rubber stamp is going to be delivered, so one must be intelligent enough to see God. The bird, I do not see, but I am hearing the sound. One must know there is a nice bird. Because the varnasram dharma is lacking, nobody is being educated as a Brahmin. They have lost all knowledge. Suppose in the society there is nobody educated as engineer, you don't find any engineer. So who will understand this? Unless one becomes Brahminical qualified, they cannot understand. Therefore, a class of man must be there, trained up as Brahmin. Then the understanding of God consciousness will be there. Otherwise finished. So now this rascal civilization, they're simply creating Shudras. What do you understand? Simply Shudras. Factories, or technology, and they, because they're getting money, they are thinking, now we have got everything. On the money stand, actually they have no knowledge. Just like we find an expert electrician, and we pay him sufficiently, say, $100. But does it mean that he has knowledge? He is expert in that Shudra's work, that's all. That does not mean because he has got money, he has got all knowledge. But people accept, he is money, he is like this. He has got all knowledge, that's all. And if you go, if you speak about God, these men are beggars. They have made a profession. That's all. If the society does not accept the proposition of Krishna, Chatsubhanangamaya system, they will suffer. Because the God consciousness will be lost. It is already lost. It may not be that everyone is God conscious, but a section, just like it may not be that everyone is physician, but the physician must remain there, must be there. So that when one is difficulty by disease, the physician may help him. Similarly, if in the society the Brahminian class are above, postgraduate of Brahmin class, Vaishnava, is not there, then the whole society will spoil. They'll indulge in this meat eating and drinking wine and illicit sex, then it will be hell, and it has already begun. Whole world is full of hellish persons. In a civilized country like America, you cannot walk alone in the street at night. India is still honest. Any part of India, you can walk. Because the more sinful, is it not? In New York, especially in Brooklyn, or anywhere, you cannot walk alone. Is it not? Yes. His life is at risk. That central part, nobody can walk there. I have heard from many women that they rape the Negroes, they capture and rape. Life is answered, even in a civilized city like New York. So what is this civilization? Our Gomindan Dasi was captured by a group of Negroes to rape him.
In Varnashram College, if somebody comes in, they say, I want to be Kshatriya or I want to be Vaishya, is it?
No,
is it
like that will be tested by the teachers. What for his fit? Will be tested by the Guru.
Who will teach him to be a Kshatriya or who will teach him to be a Vaishya?
A Kshatriya, a Brahmin. It's like if you want to learn music, you have to go to a musician.
So where will we get Kshatriyas?
That is in the Shastra. Anyone can learn. Just like if you want to be a doctor, so you must have this qualification. So similarly, these things are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Kshatriya means, if there is fight, he must go forward, first of all, risking his life. That is Kshatriya.
So we have men who could teach this?
Because he knows how to teach. That's all.
The Brahmins, they all become devotees, they would all be engaged in devotional life.
This is also devotion, to teach a Kshatriya, but this is necessary in the society. This is also devotion.
And vices.
Just like Krishna is fighting. Krishna is fighting, killing the demons. But that is also devotion. If you help Krishna by killing demons, not that simply by chanting you supply. That's why Bhishma way. He even injured Krishna, and Krishna took it very pleasant. And instead of throwing flower, he pierced his body with arrow. So, everything for the service, if Krishna is pleased, being pierced by the arrow, the devotee will do this. His only business is how to please Krishna. Just like the example is given by Vishwanath Chakravarti. When a man kisses a woman and bites her, she becomes pleased. Is it not? Isn't that a fact? But biting is pleasing? Is it pleasing? But sometimes it is pleasing. So one has to learn where to bite and where to... But if a rascal thinks biting is pleasing, to the eyes shall bite always. Then he's a rascal. Lying down on the Jamuna beach, on the sand, with his friends, and if you think, no, there is no need of bedding of Krishna. He was lying down on the Jamuna beach, so he lay down on the floor. So is that conclusion very nice?
No.
So we must know how to please Krishna. Generally, the Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu, that is pleasing. Therefore, these rules and regulations for everyone. But when one becomes mature devotee, he knows how to please Krishna. He knows.
One question came up the other day when I was talking with this clergyman.
Clergyman?
Yes, a man I was talking to was a clergyman.
Where he was?
He was on the airplane when we were coming here to Hyderabad. And he was asking what our program was. And I was telling him that, first of all, in order to relieve the confusion of society, we wanted to establish the Vedic culture with this Varnashram system. And he asked me,
what would be the program for that we would have for a man who works in the factory?
He's a Shudra.
Would we retrain him as a farmer?
No, if he's prepared. If not, let him remain, but we can utilize a Shudra also. Uh-huh.
He can remain in the factory?
Yes.
But simply...
he cannot do the work of a Brahmana. He cannot be trained as a preacher, but he can help. Just like my legs. The legs cannot do the work of brain, but it can help me. I'm walking. So leg is as important as the brain. Similarly, Shudra is as important as the brain, provided he helps the movement, Krishna consciousness. That is one thing. Not that artificially a Shudra should be working as a Brahmin, no. But everyone should be engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is it.
So in that case, he is a Shudra and he is also doing the work of
a Shudra. But he is not a Shudra. One who is engaged in Krishna's service is neither Brahman nor Shudra. He is devotee. He is Brahma-bhuta. Brahma-bhuyaya-kalpati. Apparently he looks like Shudra. It's like we have got so many men from different quarters. But we do not belong to that quarter anymore. Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. Therefore, anyone who takes, here is an American Vaishnava, here is an Indian Vaishnava, that is Naraki. It's Vaishnava. That understanding requires.
Just like that devotee who was making garlands for Krishna.
Yeah.
He's a devotee, he's not a Shudra.
No. He's not an ordinary gardener.
The devotee was making leek bowls for
any engagement. Any engagement for Krishna. He's Vaishnava. If he's under the guidance of his spiritual master and doing the business according to the direction, he's Vaishnava. He's above all these.
A Shudra, if he is working, he cannot take Brahman initiation, but he can take Harinam, is that it?
He did. Just like sometimes our man, my devotee, they wash the cupboard. Does it mean he is a method? No. He can go to the dirty room also. He's not a method or sweeper. Sometimes we do that. So, devotee is above all this consideration. But because there is management, they should appear as Brahmin, as Shudra, as Kshatriya, like that. Sagunan samitittayitan brahma bhuyaya kalpati manchabhya vichari bhakti yogena jasati. A devotee, because he is working as a Shudra, he is not a Shudra. Neither is a Brahmana. He is already in the spiritual platform. But for management you have to do that. One can do the Shudra's work nicely. Let him be engaged in that way. Why should he imitate?
Does he get second initiation?
Everything he'll get.
He gets.
Yes. Second initiation means recognize now he has become fully competent. Vaishnava.
But if he says,
just like master is teaching the servant, now you give message in this way. But that does not mean he has become servant.
What if this Shudra, person working as Shudra says, I can do so much, I can...
First of all, try to understand, a devotee is neither Brahman nor Shudra. He may act like a Shudra, but he is not Shudra. He may act like a Brahman, he's not Brahman, he's Vaishnava. Just like gopis. The gopis, they're village cowards women. They are, according to social construction, they are not very high class. They do not belong to the Brahmin class. But their worship, method of worship has been taken the highest. Ramma khati upasana bhajo dhupadhuji. They were village girls and practically their character was also not good. Because they have died, they are going to Krishna. But why they have been taken as the most, topmost devotee of Krishna? Because the love was so high class. It is the test, how much one has learned to love Krishna. That is one test. Apparently he may appear as a Brahman, a Shudra, or a Vaishya, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The only business is to see. Sabai pungshang paradharma, jato bhakti yada. Aye, Hare Krishna. Jaya. That is one.
What if the person cannot chant 16 rounds a day? He says,
then he is not a human being. He is a rascal. That's all. He is not a human being. What conscience of talking about? Don't talk about it. If he cannot chant 16 rounds, he is not even a human, he is an animal.
In one of your protocols, Prabhupada, you said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he said a devotee is one who chants 64 rounds, but yeah, you have given us only 16 rounds.
16, yes.
So if we cannot do that, then...
Yeah. Then you are an animal, that's all. That is the only qualification. He is not fit for becoming a human.
Even he may be employed as factory workers.
If you said factory workers are better than animals, that is another.
One point that you made a few years ago in Vrindavan was that this demoniac civilization, especially in USA, keeps a man so much engaged. They make them work so hard just to earn the simple necessities of life that they don't have time to cultivate.
If he likes, he can get time because he's not in the factory 24 hours. That is extremely apratihata. Krishna consciousness cannot be checked by any material condition. If anyone wants to become Krishna conscious, it is not checked. So, there is nothing impediment, provided he wants to become. In any condition of life, sthane sthita, if he simply hears about Krishna, then everything is all right. He gradually catch up everything and adjust things. But if he has no ears to hear about Krishna, then it is difficult. That was sravanam. The first thing is that. First qualification, he must be eager to hear about Krishna. Then everything will come. Sravanam kirtanam lukta smaranam pāsa.
Such devotees that they do service, they may be very big, they attract so many people, they are successful, kirtan and everything, but we know they are not chanting japa. What can we do in that situation?
He's doing some service. He's doing some service.
Yes.
So, because on account of that service, if he could not, that can be excused, but not that practice should be taken as permanent business. The regulation is that if you cannot finish your chanting of that day, the next day you should forget sleeping and eating and you must finish it.
Some persons we encounter, they don't even chant at all, and yet we are in association with them and they're...
No. If you miss for account of busyness, then next day you must finish it. No, you should not go to sleep that day. You should forget all other business, first of all. Compensate it.
Some devotees have it as a chronic condition, though. No.
Then he's an animal.
But still, he's doing lots of good things. Well,
then they will get some chance later on. What is a devotee? If you do not follow the regulative principle. If business is that if one day you cannot, but you finish. The next day you must finish. For eating he is very eager, and for sleeping he is very eager, and for finishing chanting he has no eagerness. Then he is an animal. It is simply an excuse. Yesterday you had no time and very busy all night. Today you forget your sleeping and eating. You only for chanting, but you have no time. This is not allowed. This is cheating.
I am so busy. Oh,
Most of these devotees in Hyderabad, they are chanting 25 rounds a day or more.
That's all right. If you can chant more, that is good. But you do your business. You don't follow them, that's all. You remain perfect. There are many imperfects at meeting, but you try to remain perfect so that they may see you, your behavior, and they follow you. If everyone is sincere in his activity, then what is the question? The society means if I am defective, I am seeing that you are being nice. Are you the same? That is also teaching. Actually, that should be the practice. If I cannot finish my 16 rounds due to some business, the next day I must finish it. And if you say that next day also I am busy, then you should forego. You are eating and sleeping. You finish it. That is it. You are so busy, but you do not forget you are eating and sleeping. That is cheating. If you are so busy that you forget you are eating and sleeping, then I can consider that you are very busy. But you do not forget this portion. Whenever there is opportunity, I sleep and eat, and I have no time for chanting. This is cheating. How long you can go on by cheating? You must finish it. Somebody after initiation, he promises, yes, I shall follow these rules and regulations. I shall chant 16 rounds before the fire, before the deity, before the guru. And if he does not follow, then he is a cheater. What you speak of is becoming a Vaishnava. He is a cheater. He breaks all his promises. Therefore, after seeing, observing, a person is doing everything, then say second initiation, or he should not be recommended for second initiation unless the president and the other authorities see that he is doing nicely. He is following, otherwise he should not be recommended. If he is recommended, that is also another cheating. If you know that this person is not following the rules and regulations, then why should you recommend him? Then is another cheating. Vidhi bhakti must be followed, otherwise it becomes sahajya. Kerala. He said that one gentleman, his name is Adhyatma. I can understand that he is not very favorable, but still he says that we hate Hindi. He has said like that. Don't say like that. Because preaching means you have to preach among the rascals. But you do not become rascal. He may be. We'll read Hindi. You can read Hindi, that's all. But we'll read outside Hindi. That's what Guru Maharaj said. We should have the reply. If there is good customers for Hindi reading, then we can write Hindi book. But nobody will read Hindi. That should have been the reply. Therefore he writes in English. Why Jawaharlal Nehru read his books in English? Why Dr. Radhakrishna writes his books in English? He has not written a single book in Hindi. Why? Why U.S. President? Why U.S. Prime Minister? Why did you not criticize him? That should have been replied. But as soon as a book is written in English, it is for world reading. And if it is written in Hindi, who is going to read except a few people like you? Why still Indians, they are sending their children for education through English? You know that there is only an English medium school, is it not? Yeah? Why? Why their answers? So much agitation was made for studying Hindi. But then why India still, even in family, they're talking in English? In Bombay, they talk in English amongst family members. And any gentleman meets another gentleman, he talks in English. Why it has not been stopped? So actually, Hindi has no effect. And if we take international view, what is the use of Hindi? Even here in India, who is reading Hindi? Nobody is reading Hindi. It is compulsory in every province, Hindi, not compulsory. So?
There
are so many private schools for teaching English.
This is one type of cheating to people.
They are cheaters. That is their local language. I have had my practical experience. I am traveling all over the world. Everywhere, if not all, some sections they understand English. Everywhere. We cannot avoid English.
Even on engagement in Bengal to a movie theater, they were showing our slides. There they had one Russian movie. It was in English. Russian movie was in English.
They're using this language for their own purpose.
Yeah. Any book of engineering, medical, technical, they're all in English. And for writing those books in Hindi means he'll have to manufacture some words, nobody will understand. Those who are after Hindi, fanatics. Practical point of view, without English, there's no exchange. We are making all over India members with these English books. Why do they not say, no, I cannot accept English. Why they are accepting English books? It is my fault that I have written in English, or it is their fault. Why they are accepting? Everywhere we are making like members. But why do they accept this English book? They could have refused. No, I cannot accept English. Why are they accepting? I know one boy, he's about 42 years, but he was practically my first student. He's a very big scholar in Sanskrit. But because he does not know English, he is useless. He could not make any prosper in any path. He is taken as half educated. He was appointed as Vice Chancellor of the Darbhanga Sanskrit University. Maybe it is only name. Anyway, now his teaching period is over. Now he is useless. He does not get any service. Although he is a very big Sanskrit scholar. The only defect that he does not know English, he does not get any responsible position.
He does not want to learn?
No, he was trying to learn, but he could not learn. If he is serious, he can learn, but he is not serious. No, local language is required.
By, suppose if you learn English, then we can place
Hindi
in our local language.
Yeah, local language is required. Now, Hindi also you should learn.
Yes, sir, you have to learn.
But you can have publication in Hindi also. But when you speak of international organization, English must be.
Bring them into all the schools.
Yeah, school, college, library, and Latin gentlemen. Businessmen, they're all accepted.
Koyananda's work, he's been doing this for some months here now. He goes every day to all the different colleges and schools, and he speaks and he gives them, shows them your books for their college libraries. He's been having a lot of programs like this. They always take the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna books and make their devotion like this.
The best thing is that while you are president, you did not write a single Hindi book. He has got so many famous philosophers. Indian religion, Indian philosophy, Bhagavad Gita. Then he has written so many books, but not a single in Hindi. Yes, he is from Madras. No, he does not know. Sometimes, before my taking sannyasa, sometimes I used to see him. So, once upon a time, he asked me, Swamiji, you are simply writing in English. So I asked him, what you are doing? He began to laugh.